Chapitre 10 Study Guide 1 1 Une A an one We have already studied these little words, so you should be familiar with them. We use un plus a masculine word and une plus a feminine word. It's important that you master the pronunciation of these two words. Un is a short nasal sound. The N sound disappears unless it's followed by a liaison. Un frère, un père, un mari. But un enfant, un ami, un oncle have a liaison in N. Une is a longer sound. Une. The N is clearly pronounced. When une is followed by a vowel or an H, it will have a strong gliding. Une sœur. Une mère. Une femme. Une amie. Une américaine. Gliding in N. Un and une are also the cardinal number for one. J'ai un frère et une sœur. I have one brother and one sister. 2. D. Indefinite plural quantity, both feminine and masculine. Des is used with a plural word, both feminine and masculine. In English, you could use the word some, but usually you don't use anything there. Des is used to describe an unspecified plural quantity. It tells you there's more than one item, but again, it's a vague plural quantity. Could be two, could be 10,000 or more. This des usually applies to whole items, which you could count but decided not to. Watch out! We have several little words starting with D. Des, du, de, and D apostrophe. Here again, you need to train on pronunciation to be sure you associate the right sound with the right word. Watch out! Des, D-E-S, is different from de, D-E. Des, de, des, de. Refer to the extensive pronunciation drills found in Secrets of French Pronunciation. Exercise. Translate the following. 1. I have one sister and one brother. 2. She invites a girlfriend. 3. We are cooking pizzas. 4. They are meeting some friends. Answers. 1. I have one sister and one brother. J'ai une sœur et un frère. 2. She invites a girlfriend. Elle invite une amie. 3. We are cooking pizzas. Nous cuisinons des pizzas. 4. They are meeting friends. Ils rencontrent des amis. 3. Reflexive verbs. Se or S apostrophe plus verb. A lot of French verbs have a normal form and a reflexive form. He's cutting an apple. Il coupe une pomme. He cuts himself, on the finger for example. Il se coupe. A. When do we use a reflexive form? Using a reflexive form may change the meaning of the verb slightly. We use a reflexive form in three situations. 1. When the subject is the same person as the direct object. In other words, when one does the action to oneself, as in you, subject, are brushing your own hair, direct object, versus brushing your daughter's hair. These situations are often in the context of toiletry, injuries, locomotion, and attitudes. Elle se brosse les cheveux. She's brushing her hair. 2. In the plural, to show reciprocity, similar to the notion of each other in English. We love each other. Nous nous aimons. 3. Idiomatic expressions. The original verb and its twisted reflexive version have nothing in common. You have to consider them like idioms, expressions. Sentir means to smell. Se sentir means to feel. B. How to make a verb reflexive? This is easy. You just have to add what is called a reflexive pronoun. The list of reflexive pronouns is me, te, se, nous, vous, se. Watch out! Me, te, se take élision and become M apostrophe, T apostrophe, S apostrophe. So, in certain situations, if you are already using a subject pronoun, then you'll have two pronouns, one after the other. It's a bit weird, especially when it comes to the nous, nous and the vous, vous. But you'll get used to it. Example, se réveiller, to wake up. Je me réveille. Tu te réveilles. Il se réveille. Elle se réveille. On se réveille. Nous nous réveillons. Vous vous réveillez. Il se réveille. Elle se réveille. Je me, tu te, and on se are going to glide and become more of a je me, tu te, and on se kind of sound in street French. As in any language, you have different levels of formality. The way French is taught in schools usually focuses on written formal French and teaches you to speak like you write. French Today's approach is quite the opposite. We want you to understand real French people and be understood by them. In order to do so, you need to learn the modern French language, like it's spoken nowadays in France. We will always make a point to teach you the modern French pronunciation of things. You can then choose to follow it or stay more conventional. You will find out much more about reflexive verbs as well as find lists of common ones in my French Verb Fundamentals Masterclass. Exercise. Study the reflexive verbs below. Then see how they are used in the text. For actions of toiletry, injuries, locomotion, and attitudes, English usually uses a possessive adjective before the noun. I brush my hair. In French, we use a reflexive verb and a definite article. No possessive adjective. Je me brosse les cheveux, not mes cheveux. To brush one's hair, one's teeth. Se brosser les cheveux, les dents. To get dressed. S'habiller. To wash oneself. To wash one's hands, one's hair. Hair is plural in French. Se laver. Les mains, les cheveux. To apply makeup. Se maquiller. To shave. Se raser. To go to bed. Se coucher. To get up. Se lever. Translate the text. You may have to guess a few words. Focus on the context. You will get them. Le matin, Marie se réveille à 6h30. Elle se lève à 7h. Elle va dans la salle de bain. Elle se lave. Et puis, elle s'habille. Elle se brosse les dents. Elle se brosse les cheveux. Et puis, elle se maquille. Après, elle va dans la cuisine prendre son petit déjeuner. In the morning, Mary wakes up at 6:30 a.m. She gets up at 7:30 a.m. She goes in the bathroom, she washes herself, and then gets dressed. She brushes her teeth, she brushes her hair, and she puts on makeup. After, she goes to the kitchen to have breakfast. Exercise. Answer these questions. Le matin, à quelle heure est-ce que vous vous réveillez? Vous vous levez à quelle heure? Vous vous habillez dans la salle de bain ou dans la chambre? Answers. Le matin, à quelle heure est-ce que vous vous réveillez? Je me réveille à... Vous vous levez à quelle heure? Je me lève à... Vous vous habillez dans la salle de bain ou dans la chambre? Je m'habille dans la chambre. Je m'habille dans la salle de bain. 4. Le verbe s'appeler. To say your name. A common reflexive verb is the verb s'appeler. In its reflexive form, s'appeler, it means to be called, to be named. In its standard form, appeler, it means to call someone on the phone or in the street. Since appeler starts with a vowel, me, te, se are going to become M apostrophe, T apostrophe, S apostrophe in élision. Study the pronunciation of the pronouns and the liaisons that take place. Appeler is slightly irregular, just like préférer was. You will notice that the L becomes two L's For the je, tu, il, elle singular, on, il and elle plural forms, creating a elle sound. S'appeler. Je m'appelle. Tu t'appelles. Il s'appelle. Elle s'appelle. On s'appelle. Nous nous appelons. Vous vous appelez. Il s'appelle. Elle s'appelle. 5. Related vocabulary. The name, generic. Le nom. The first name, the surname, like Anne, Mary. Le prénom. The family name, like Castel, Joe. Le nom de famille. The nickname, like Bob for Robert, not as common in France as in the US. Le surnom. The cute nickname, used for love names as ma chérie, sweetie. Le petit nom. Exercise. Translate these sentences. If you're not sure, look for the answers in the story chapters. 1. What's your name? Using vous. 2. What's your name? Using tu. 3. My name is Anne. 4. What's her name? 5. Her name is Clotilde. Answers. 1. What's your name using vous? Vous vous appelez comment? Also, comment vous appelez-vous? But it's more formal. 2. What's your name using tu? Tu t'appelles comment? Also, comment t'appelles-tu? 3. My name is Anne. Je m'appelle Anne. 4. What's her name? Elle s'appelle comment? Also, comment s'appelle-t-elle? 5. Her name is Clotilde. Elle s'appelle Clotilde.